Our shepherd is the Lord, nothing indeed shall I want. What comforting words in this time of uncertainty for all of us, in which life as we understand it has changed, at least for a while. This too will pass, but for now it has changed. But we are people whose hearts are grounded in our faith and in our hope. And that is the strength that helps us in this time of uncertainty. To be able to hold on, right, to this wonderful scripture passage, Psalm 23, right? Our shepherd is the Lord, there is nothing I shall want. El Señor es mi pastor, nada me falta. Qué palabras más consoladoras en estos momentos de incertidumbre, donde nuestra fe, nuestra esperanza nos ayuda con fuerza, ¿no?, a confrontar estos momentos de incertidumbre. So yes, life has changed a little bit. People are working from home. Some aren't working at all. Kids are home from school. Our routines are disrupted. The Church of Philadelphia, in respect to our civil authorities and for the good of our own faithful and of the people around us, is now celebrating Mass virtually. From what I understand, last Sunday, over 51,000 people tuned in to this Mass. And so I welcome all of you who are watching us through the internet and through technology. Because nothing could stop us from coming together, right? At the end, we are coming together to listen to God's Word, to pray together, to make spiritual communion. Because the Lord is our shepherd. And because He is our shepherd, there is nothing we shall want. The gospel today speaks about this miracle of a blind man. And so at one level, we might want to reflect on a medical miracle, a physical miracle of a man who was blind and now was able to see, and kind of make Jesus an ophthalmologist who cured a blind man and gave him the ability to see. But the reality is that there's a deeper vision that Jesus cured in that man and cures in us. It's the vision of the heart. It's a vision of the heart that's able to see life and ourselves and the people around us through the very eyes and vision of God, and how God sees the world, and how God sees us, and how God sees even the circumstances that are happening right now. You know, well, 2,000 years ago, Jesus used spittle and mud. He made clay, and through that clay, which he rubbed on the eyes of this blind man, he restored his sight, and he was able to see. I propose to you that today, God, that the Lord might be using another means also to help us to see. Actually, this very crisis that we find ourselves in. In a sense, that's the clay today that Jesus is using and rubbing in our eyes so that we may see with more clarity. Because now we're seeing things differently, aren't we? And hopefully we're seeing that which we looked at before but didn't see. Because sometimes we look and we don't see. Sometimes what we look at, we take for granted so much that we don't see it anymore. And so, what are our blind spots? What have they been? What have you been discovering in the past couple of weeks especially this last one. What have you been discovering? What are you all of a sudden seeing that you did not see last week? What are you now appreciating and valuing that was so readily available that now might not be? And now it helps you discover that which really is important, that which really is valuable. And so I propose to you that this is a wonderful time, actually, for all of us to see with new eyes, to allow this crisis in the world and in our country to kind of be rubbed into the eyes of our hearts, so that we may see then with more clarity, and that we may appreciate the many gifts that God does give us and grace us with. The gift of family, the gift of our friends, the gift of recognizing that maybe we live life too fast. And in living life on the fast lane, then we miss a lot all the time. Because now life has kind of settled down for us, hasn't it? It is a time to maybe recognize and renew again that yes, our faith and our hope is our strength. It always has been in times of uncertainty. So yes, we all have our blind spots where we look but we don't see. So what are they? As this moment comes to us and this situation is rubbed into the eyes of our hearts, what do we see now? What do we see that we haven't before?